So first of all, I'm kind of curious if you can talk a little bit about her as a person. Did she have a spouse, and what was her circle of loved ones?
She did have a spouse and she did have family, so I feel like she was supported. I think that a lot of our patients are very educated and, involved in their care. She was very excited about enrollment into clinical trials, and she absolutely wanted to try and push forward with whatever treatment modalities were available. I also think that she had appropriate expectations for her care. She did not want to just stop treatment without considering what options were available, but she had appropriate expectations for what those treatments may allow. So, in other words, I don't think she expected that on fourth or fifth line of therapy she was going to have disease resolution and have, many years off of treatment. I think she appropriately understood goals of treatment change as you get further down the line. And she had good family support to help her with these decisions.
She had children.
She did, yes. She had two children.
How old were they?
Two children who were in their 20s.
And we had asked the question in the survey, did the patient have any short-term goals that they were trying to get to, understanding the limitations of what they're dealing with? And you wrote down here child graduation. What happened there?
For every patient, there is often a short-term goal. So, watching their child graduate from college or from a professional school, I think that these are the things that patients really hold on to. Seeing their child get married, have their own children or a grandchild. These are the things that patients really kind of hold on to help, I think, get them or propel them perhaps like the last 8 months down the line, as was the case for this patient. She wanted to see her child graduate from college.
Anything else you want to share about her as a person and what it was like to take care of her?
I think she was a very motivated patient. She was a young woman who was diagnosed with a challenging condition, and she was very involved with her care in that she really wanted to read up on the things that we were recommending for her. She wanted to understand the clinical trials that we were enrolling her in or talking to her about enrollment. I think she really truly wanted to make the most out of her time, and she absolutely wanted to involve her family in decisions. So I think that she was, although unfortunately very young, I feel like she felt fulfilled in her treatment and supported, and I don't think she felt disappointed in what the outcome was. I think she felt like she had done everything that she could and she felt fulfilled.
And like the vast majority of patients, at least in this project, this woman entered hospice and she was in there, was in the hospice program for 6 weeks before she died. What were the major palliative issues at the end of life for her?
Unfortunately, for most of my ovarian cancer patients, the most significant palliative outcomes or issues are usually related to bowel, small bowel, and nausea, vomiting, obstruction, and then, of course, fatigue. And so, if I recall correctly, for this patient, that she was similar. The bowel obstruction issues can be pretty overwhelming for a lot of these patients, and not being able to eat, the fatigue that's associated with that, the fatigue associated with being nauseated all of the time. And so I think that that is the hardest one to tackle because palliating nausea can be challenging. I use a lot of venting gastrostomy tubes in patients at the end of life because I think that that will still give them the ability to be able to at least swallow some water or maybe some, yogurt, and then they can vent it out through their gastrostomy tube and still have some quality of life. Still be able to try to participate in that action of swallowing or drinking without hopefully having untoward nausea. So that's one of my mechanisms for dealing with nausea as a side effect.